श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 1 वर्स 13। इन द वर्स दैट फॉलोज संजय नैरेट्स द इफेक्ट ऑफ साउंडिंग द कॉन्च बाय भीष्म। तथ शंकाश्च भैरश्च पणवानक गोमुखा सहसैवाभ्यहन्यन्त सशब्दस्तु मूलो भवत्। Then the conches, kettle drums, tabors, drums and cow horns suddenly blared forth, and the noise was tumultuous. Comment. Tatha sankhascha bhairyascha panava naka gomukhaha. Bhishma had not blown his conch to declare war. His purpose was to cheer up Duryodhana. But the army of the Kauravas thought that the war was declared. So hearing the sound of the conch, all musical instruments such as conches, etc. of the Kaurava army suddenly blared forth. Conch are found in the sea. These are blown in adoration of God on auspicious occasions and for declaring a war. Kettle drums, peri, are drums with large hollow bowls of iron with tops made of skins of buffalo, and are beaten with a wooden stick. They are kept in temples and forts and are beaten especially on functions and auspicious occasions. Tabors, panava, are small drums like a tambourine. These are made of iron or wood with tops covered with skin of goats and are beaten with hand or a wooden stick. Their beating is regarded as auspicious as adoration to Lord Ganesha. Anaka is a musical instrument made of clay with the top covered by leather and beaten with a hand. Gomukha, cow horn, is a musical wind instrument consisting of long metal tube usually bent like a serpent, having a cow-shaped mouth, and is blown with the mouth. Sahasai vabhya hanyanta. Kaurava army was full of great enthusiasm. Therefore, as soon as Bhishma blew his conch, all their musical instruments suddenly blared forth, all at once, without much effort. Sa shabda stu mula bhavat. The sound of the musical instruments, such as conches of the Kaurava army, standing in divisions and subdivisions, was tumultuous and was echoed all over.